What is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin today? That is one of the questions that we posed in the 2016 Spring Wisconsin Survey, and we will discuss the results and welcome your ideas this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, April 21st. What do you think is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin? Why do you consider it a problem? And what do you think ought to be done about it? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We will continue our coverage of the Spring 2016 Wisconsin Survey this hour with a look at what Wisconsinites think are the biggest problems facing the state of Wisconsin. We'll also talk some about what direction we think the state is headed in. We'll also take a look at the approval rating for Governor Scott Walker, and we will welcome your calls and your questions for our guest, Wendy Scattergood, an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere and an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. The Wisconsin Survey is conducted by the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute for Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. So, you know what? I'm gonna share with you one comment from our Facebook page right off the bat. Michael on Facebook lists several problems. He says, a lack of a living wage, lack of jobs, attacks on the middle class, cronyism in state government, outside interests, and attacks on teachers. Those are the problems, he say, are the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin. And looking at our survey, I'm guessing that a lot of people thought that.
Yeah, the number one problem was actually economy and jobs. And within that category, actually, most of the people either just sort of generically said that, but the ones that said something specific was definitely about the lack of good jobs and good paying jobs. So, and second was sort of politics. A lot of that was talking about the governor, lack of bipartisanship, those kinds of things. Number three was education. So those are the top three, and that's pretty much
it. Isn't that something? He listed them all right there for the most part. But, and, you know, economy and jobs being number one, that doesn't surprise me a lot. It seems frequently it has been that way. Well, way back when, it used to be taxes. Now that's much lower.
Right.
But economy and jobs, it doesn't surprise me. Politics as being the number two problem facing Wisconsin, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely on the uptick. And it's interesting, too, that economy and jobs is actually up from what it was when we asked the same question last year. It's up outside of the error margin for the survey. So that was kind of interesting. I think that's probably maybe an artifact of the election. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, certainly looking at sort of government dissatisfaction is generally up. It's actually up from over a year ago. It was 15% when we asked this before. The sort of the high for that category was the fall of 11, which probably shouldn't be that surprising at that point. But it's definitely up. And I think that's also part of what's going on in an election season.
Yeah, so we have 1, 2, 3, economy and jobs, 2, politics, 3, education. Mm-hmm. And we should mention that this was an open-ended question, and our respondents could only pick one.
I mean, or if they put more on there, because the people who work at the strategic research, they just type in exactly what the people say.
Okay.
So a lot of times they do say more than one thing, but what we actually code is the first thing that they say.
Right. So not that we know that people think there are probably more than one issue facing the state of Wisconsin, but we're just trying to get an idea. What do you think is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin? And we just asked this. We're not asking people to solve the problem, but I'm asking our listeners, what do you think is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin, and what is the fix to that problem? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, let's talk about some of the other issues that are on the list. Those top three were the double-digit ones, and then we go into single digits. Budget and taxes was number four, so that is less of a problem than we used to think it was.
Yeah, very much so. If we look at the median for all of them going back to 1994, the median answer is 24%. This time it was 7%. The high for that was actually in the spring of 2003 when 54% said that that was the most important problem. So it used to be much bigger, really, up until the recession. That used to be the number one problem. And then once the recession hit, economy and jobs really took over from them. And then this rise in the government dissatisfaction sort of in the more recent years.
Yeah, and crime was number five. Now, I'm not looking at the history, but that surprises me a little bit, too. Crime wasn't usually in the top five, was it, or was it?
Not for the past couple years. We saw a little bit of a blip in spring of 2008 was the last time it was really this high. But back in the 90s, it was much higher. I think the high for the survey was in that fall of 1994. It was 27%. And we saw some high numbers in those early years. But then starting, you know, at the turn of the century, it really dropped down to really less than 5%. So it's a little bit of an uptick, but it's not anything significant at this point.
I see. I guess I was wondering if maybe all of the news about it, and it wasn't necessarily crime, but various police shootings and protests and different things like that might have influenced that.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a part of what's going on for at least some of those folks. And it would be interesting, you know, if we could just talk to these folks for half an hour at a time to find out what sort of maybe those second and third tier issues are for them. I think we might see crime being more prominent at that level.
Yeah. So then healthcare, what was the problem with healthcare?
A lot of it's what we've been seeing in some of the other, where they're just saying general, or that the high cost of it, lack of healthcare for seniors, we see a couple of people every single time say that. There were a few people, not too many, that talked to the expansion of Obamacare was actually the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is down quite a bit. I think we saw it peak really when we were talking about whether to pass the Affordable Care Act or not, and then since then it's kind of decreased a little bit.
So that had 4%. Then all the rest of the problems were under 1% claiming they were the most important problems?
Right. So here, this is pretty typical where we see a lot of people talking about people that are pro-life, that they feel like Christianity is kind of dropping out of society and that's a bad thing. A couple of people talking about there's sort of anti-gay rights going on in there. Lack of freedoms, those are things we see a lot. I think one of the things we saw a little bit of an uptick for, and maybe this is the season, is roads. About 2% of the total respondents talked about roads as being a problem.
Too many potholes or...
Yeah.
Interesting. What about, you know, it's Earth Week, and Earth Day is tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
What about the environment?
It's at 1%, so we didn't really see a lot going on there, and I think this has been true of the last few years. It never has been too high on the list, and a lot of people were just saying sort of generically environmental issues rather than a couple of people talked about climate change, but most of it was generic.
Yeah. And then I see national security popped up, so people just got concerned about a terrorist attack, apparently.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It was just sort of a national security in general. There wasn't something specific. But if we looked at, if we didn't ask this time about the open-ended question about national problem, but we've seen in the national polls that terrorism has been way high up there. And in some cases, it's been the number one problem facing the nation. So that may be popping up there.
Yeah. So there we have it for at least, or is there anything else that we missed in terms of most important problem according to the Wisconsin survey?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I think on education, it was split. I think a lot of people were talking about budget cuts for the K-12 system. A number of people talked about college affordability, which of course has been in the news recently, and a couple people mentioning the need for better teachers. cuts to the UW system. Those are the kind of things in that category.
Well, we have, we're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin. We're releasing what our respondents to the Spring 2016 Wisconsin Survey had to say about that question. Now we want to know what you have to say about that question. What do you think is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Talking with Wendy Scattergood, who is an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. She's also an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College. Well, we have Dan on Facebook who says, Wisconsin has a skilled worker shortage. If you want a job, there are tens of thousands to be had if you are willing to train in a real skill, not some useless major like Spanish or Russian history. Well, we'll talk some about that and other respondents as to whether the economy and jobs are the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Our coverage of the Spring 2016 Wisconsin Survey continues in this hour. We are taking a look at what our survey respondents think is the biggest issue facing the state of Wisconsin. We will talk some about the direction that we think the state is headed in. We'll also take a look at the approval ratings for Governor Scott Walker. And we are welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your views. We're welcoming your answer to the question, what is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Wendy Scattergood, an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She's an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute, and she has been working with us for many years on these surveys. The Wisconsin Survey is done every spring and every fall. It's conducted by the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute for Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. So we just talked about what the survey said about most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin. Jobs in the economy, the number one problem. 38% of our poll respondents said that. Politics, 21%. Education, 12%. Those were the top three of the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin. Let's go to Andy in Burlington next. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. I would put politics first simply because that's the center of all the other problems. When you don't fix your politics, then you don't get the school funding and people have negative attitudes about things, and they're going to be continuing to try to leave, which is going to affect jobs. And so I would put politics first.
Yeah, what is it about politics, Andy, that makes it the problem?
Well, right now I can say that I don't think that the majority of people in Wisconsin are in favor of cutting education the way they've done it. Our vocational tech system, which is of course going to be pivotal for jobs, is not being properly funded. One of the first things Walker did was cut huge amounts from vocational training, and they've since dribbled little parts in during election years. So I think that's number one. As far as a solution, I think an important part of that would be to come up with a nonpartisan way of redistricting.
Interesting.
Because right now you have very, 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 very safe Republican districts and very, 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 very safe Democratic districts. And if a politician doesn't have to work to cross the aisle, then that's going to affect your politics.
Thank you, Andy. Well, lots of interesting stuff to talk about here. Do we know, Wendy, whether our respondents think that the education cuts were a bad thing?
Yes, we do. And that is probably almost a half of the people that talked about education as the number one problem talked about funding cuts as being a problem, either just general funding cuts or that they specifically talked about for colleges.
Yeah. What about the redistricting question? We didn't ask anything about that this time, but does that ever come up?
It actually came up this time. Okay. That was part. We actually coded that as part of the politics.
Okay.
And so a few people did talk about that. And as you said, we've seen that also come up in the past.
So while we didn't ask specifically about it, it came up when people thought that politics was the problem. The redistricting was listed as one of those issues.
Yeah, there were a few people that mentioned that. Yeah. And again, without a prompt, that was, they felt, was the number one issue facing the state.
Yeah. We have Deb on Facebook who also gave us a list of problems. And she writes, no discussion. No public scrutiny, no compromise. Ram it through in the middle of the night is not the government I want. Tearing down of the DNR, state parks, recycling programs, no interest in supporting education, environment, or clean energy. But ears are always open to big money, corporate tax breaks, mining, big oil, anything but improving the lives of the average person of Wisconsin. Giving in to big money, the Republican way, has resulted in lower-paying jobs without the benefits and with less of them. Corporations who were given incentives and tax breaks without strings attached are now leaving the state. Corruption of state government, the list goes on and on. So she was, a lot of that is in that politics category, Wendy.
Yeah, absolutely. And things that we also saw. So money in government and corruption, those things definitely came up. The lack of bipartisanship, we've seen that come up a number of times. One person even mentioned ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, as being kind of the number one issue facing the state. So that's certainly part of all of those categories.
Yeah.
We had people saying also that, as we have in the past, that good jobs are leaving Wisconsin as being the number one problem as well.
Yeah. Only 37% of our respondents said that Wisconsin is headed in the right direction. That's compared to 56% who think that we are headed in the wrong direction. What's your analysis of that, Wendy?
Well, one of the things is both this last fall when we asked that and also this spring, those are the highs, really, for the survey that we've seen that. So I think there is a lot of dissatisfaction. I think there is a lot of correlation with the approval ratings of Scott Walker. So, for example, of the people who strongly approve of Scott Walker, 92% of them think that we're going in the right direction. And conversely, of those who think that strongly disapprove of the job the governor is doing, 92% of them all think we're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I mentioned earlier that Central Time, our afternoon drive show, will be looking at survey results as well this afternoon, and they will be looking at the direction of the country. And we'll be a spoiler here. Only 29% of the respondents said things are going in the right direction in the nation. Which is lower than those who think the state is headed in the right direction. You think the presidential race has something to do with that?
I do, but I also think that Republicans are very, very negative about that. But Democrats who, you know, if there's a strong correlation with, you know, the direction and support for the president, there's not as high of a correlation there. I think they're seeing other things going on. They have high approval ratings. Approval ratings for the president among of Democrats is 94%. So it's very, very high, but they're sort of less willing to say that the country is going in the right direction, whereas at the state level, we see more of a stronger correlation between those two.
We're going to get back to the most important problem in a moment, but I wanted to talk also about Governor Walker's approval ratings these days. How is he doing?
His approval rating right now is about 43%, which is up a little bit from 39% when we asked in the fall, but that's within the error margin. So for the past year, he's been pretty stable. Last spring, he was at 41%. Now we're at 43%, so it's been pretty even.
So do you think Governor Walker's failed presidential bid is still lingering in the minds of Wisconsinites?
No, I think when we asked about this in the fall, that it seemed to not have that big of an impact. I was kind of surprised that it didn't have more of an impact of then, and I think that's probably not here. And then, you know, as we talked about yesterday, with a lot of the people saying that they don't want him to be the nominee, And we don't know whether that's because they don't like him or because whether they think he should stay here and be the governor, and it may be both.
So how are Walker's approval ratings compared to other political figures in Wisconsin? We asked about our U.S. senators, for example, Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. The first thing to note about the rating of the senators is that there's a lot of people that either have not heard of them or are not sure. They just don't have an opinion on whether they approve or disapprove. So, for example, for Senator Johnson, those that either haven't heard of him or are not sure what their opinion is, 23%. So that, because that's part of the 100% calculation, it kind of makes them look less popular. But when you take that out of it, then we see an approval rating for Johnson at 54%. So it's quite a bit higher. And same with Baldwin, is that we see a 59% approval rating among those that actually have an opinion.
Yeah.
So both of them are quite a bit higher, as well as President Obama's approval rating is also higher than it is for the governor.
What is President Obama's approval rating?
Right now it's at 53%.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, we will be talking about the U.S. Senate race coming up in our next hour, the Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race, and we'll talk more about Ron Johnson versus Russ Feingold. We did, by the way, invite both Senator Johnson and former Senator Feingold to join us in our next hour. Former Senator Feingold accepted our invitation, and he will join us for a segment of our next hour. Senator Johnson declined our invitation. So, do you think that Governor Walker's approval rating shows that it's just holding steady, or that it is recovering to any extent, Wendy?
I think right now all we can say is that it's holding steady over the last year. It's a little bit down from sort of election time, which we would expect. That would be normal. So even if, you know, if we were talking about somebody else, we've probably seen that same thing where we'd, after his reelection, where you would expect it to be higher, then it would drop a little bit. We expect it to sort of drop throughout maybe the next year and then rise again if it were kind of a normal trend that we would see among most governors or presidential approval ratings.
Ed on Facebook says the biggest problem we currently have is Scott Walker and what he has done to education in the state, among a few other major things. So did a lot of people say that specifically, that the governor was the biggest problem facing the state of Wisconsin?
Yes. So when we're looking at politics as a general category, most of the comments in there were actually about the governor, saying that he's the biggest problem. And that's, again, not unusual for what we've seen in these past few years of polarization. But even sort of toward the end of Doyle's administration, we started to see a lot more of people saying that Governor Doyle was the problem. It's obviously higher now. We're in a time of at least perceived higher polarization. So it's not that surprising.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We welcome your questions, your views on the Wisconsin survey results that we are discussing this hour. But for the most part, we would be interested in your answer to the question we asked. What is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Kathy in Hubertus is with us now. Hi, Kathy. I'm sorry, Kathy. We can't hear you. Your cell phone is it sounds like the battery's about to go out. So I'm going to go. We just couldn't hear you. I apologize. Jill in Allison Bay is next, or Ellison Bay. It must be. Hi, Jill.
Hi. The answer to what is the most pressing problem in Wisconsin is alcohol. It affects absolutely every one of those aspects you've gone through. Health and health care, jobs and job performances, school. People learn how to binge drink at the universities. And I don't know, that's the forest and the trees.
Yeah. And what do you think, Jill, we can do about that?
Well, I think what we can do is concentrate on education, which is the first job of the state, to educate its people. And that way we'll promote new businesses and real things to do in Wisconsin instead of killing ourselves on the highway. And we have to owe all kinds of fines and to the counties and become felons. And usually the people that are snagged by this alcohol game are people that are very bright, and nothing else is offered. So they easily become victims, especially in the winter, because we do have a two-economy state.
Yeah. Thank you, Jill. You know, we have a number of other people who didn't say alcohol on our Facebook page or emailed us. Mary Jo emailed us the rise of heroin and opioid use and the deaths, a very large issue. Awareness is spotty. If you know someone suffering from this disease, it is the number one problem. Also, help is sometimes cost prohibitive in terms of getting treatment for someone addicted to heroin or opioids. We also have somebody who said that, I'm trying to look for that one, the Richard on Facebook listed violence in urban areas, Madison included, and the meth in the rural areas as the most important problems, drug-related crime. So, Wendy, what about drugs and alcohol? Did that come up at all in our survey?
Drugs did come up, and we put that in the crime category, as we've done every time. And we didn't specifically see alcohol. I think over the past couple of years, we have seen periodically someone will mention that, but not this particular survey. But drugs is definitely in there. Crime, as we talked about earlier, is up slightly from what we've seen in the past.
Yeah. Let's go to Kathy called back, so hopefully it's a little better now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, I'm calling in regards to cuts in pension by Walker's move to allow companies to lower their pension. I know a person that has had his pension after being retired for 2 years cut by 50%. And so
this is a private pension, a company that cut someone's pension.
Right, people that paid into their pensions and they cut them by 50% after Walker allowed that.
I don't know if Walker allowed that.
Yes, he did, because I heard him, and that was a part of that union busting and union and allowing our right to
work. Oh, the right to work legislation does affect private unions. I guess I wasn't quite familiar with that. Wendy, I don't want to put you on the spot. Are you familiar with this provision?
Not especially, as we talked about right to work. I don't know how that applies. And there were a number of people, actually, that talked about the right to work and being opposed to that, thinking that's the biggest problem. We did have a number of people, actually, on both sides talk about unions as either being the problem or sort of the union busting idea being the biggest problem. So that definitely came up.
And thank you, Kathy. You very well could be completely correct, but neither of us right now are prepared to talk about the specifics of the right to work law and how that it very well might have done that. But I thank you for sharing that, thinking that that's a problem. And you're saying that union busting versus unions needed to be busted comments did come up in the survey.
We see on both sides of that issue, we definitely see that came up on the most important problem.
Yeah, let's go to Dave in Madison. Oh, you know what? I don't think we have time. Dave, I hope you can hold through news because we have a news coming up next from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then we'll continue taking your calls about the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin. That's one of the questions we asked in the Spring 2016 Wisconsin Survey. What is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin today? Is it related to the economy or jobs? How about politics in general? How about education? How about budget, taxes, crime, health care, environment, something else? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about how is Wisconsin doing? Looking at our Wisconsin survey results on the direction that Wisconsin is headed in. We're looking at the approval ratings for Governor Scott Walker and some other politicians in Wisconsin. We are also answering the question, looking at the results regarding the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin. Most of our respondents said that the jobs and the economy, that was the most important problem facing Wisconsin. 38% of our poll respondents said the number one problem facing the state of Wisconsin, the economy and jobs. Number two, politics. Number three, education. Number four, budget and taxes. Number five, crime. Number six, health care. The other issues mentioned got about 1% or so. Moral issues, the environment, even national security mentioned as a problem facing the state of Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234. What do you think is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin? Why do you think it's a problem? What do you think ought to be done about it? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Wendy Scattergood, an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She's also an associate with the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. So, Wendy, when we say 38% said that the economy and jobs, that the number one problem facing the state of Wisconsin, or for that matter, any of our respondents, what's the demographic breakdown there?
Well, because it's an open-ended question, we can't actually code it as such to figure out what the demographics are. But I know we were talking about earlier with Patty Murray was talking about how you know, we looked at sort of income levels and how they might view the economy differently, for example. And one of the questions that we asked was, do you favor increasing taxes on wealthy Americans? And, you know, you'd sort of think that that would, that the majority of people who earn over $100,000 might not agree with that. But mm-hmm. actually, 56% of people who earn over $100,000 agree that we should increase taxes on the wealthy and on corporations.
Hmm. Interesting. We had one Facebook listener who posted something along the lines of only liberals answer WPR St. Norbert surveys. What is the political affiliation of the people who we polled?
Yeah. So what we do ask that question, and we found that 35% say that they are Democrats, 32% say that they are Republicans, and 28% say that they are independents.
That's pretty close, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So they're very close. And then for the independents, if that's what they say, then we actually prompt them and we say, do you generally think, you know, that you lean toward Republican or Democrat? And those numbers are actually exactly the same. We have 8% that lean Democrat and 8% that lean Republican, and then 12% that are like they don't lean either way. So
mm-hmm. All right, let's now our lines are full, so let's go to Gary in Brookfield. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. The problem I see, and it's a very large problem, has to do with the aging of the population in Wisconsin. It's happening across the country, but in particular, Wisconsin's one of the places where the demographics are such that the population is dramatically aging, which is going to have big implications on the ability of the state to provide jobs for young people, and also to be able to provide the kind of things that Wisconsin has provided to its populace in the past. And the other thing, the lady earlier was talking about the multi-employer pension plans that are severely underfunded, and many of them have had benefits cut, as she mentioned, 50%. Those are primarily Teamster plans.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for sharing more information on that. Is that because of right to work in Wisconsin, Gary?
Well, I think it has to do with, you know, the lack of It's now become a pariah to be a union member, okay? And so those plans, while they have been mismanaged, don't have new people coming into the plans, and, you know, they're severely underfunded.
I get it.
So, you know, there's a tangential connection there. But the bigger issue for Wisconsin is this dramatic aging of the population that's occurring within this state, and you aren't going to have the taxes, you aren't going to have the resources to be able to provide the things to the populace of the state that has been done in the past.
Thank you, Gary. We have Howard who also emailed, most of my friends' children have no interest in staying in Wisconsin. They are finding a better life jobs-wise elsewhere. So what will be left? A governor who can balance the budget and a state that will have a degraded educational system and a place that is not a destination for future generations of doers. So did young people leaving the state come up in any way, shape, or form, Wendy?
It did, actually. There were a couple of people that specifically mentioned that we need to keep young people in Wisconsin. But I think a lot of that is also indicated in the lack of good jobs and good wage jobs, or also that good jobs are leaving Wisconsin. I think that's sort of inherent in that. And I think we also need to be careful about the right to work law being pretty recent, and that some of the pension plan issues are much longer standing than that.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it wasn't necessarily that right to work did that specifically. But we looked up some information just because I thought somebody might want clarification. According to one news story, employers primarily funded pooled pension by contributing the amount of money agreed on in labor contracts. The director of Marquette University's Labor and Employment Law Program says the amount is usually based on the number of employees the contract covers and the hours worked. If unions lose members because people opt out under right to work, contributions could change. So, I suppose if there's fewer union members, that would change things. So let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Dave in Madison. Hi, Dave.
Yes, hello. I think Wisconsin's biggest problem is that the Wisconsin State Supreme Court has been transformed from a deliberative judicial body into a political body with an agenda to push for very right-wing policies. You can see it that the members of this Wisconsin Supreme Court have no problem with ruling on cases where there are obvious conflicts of interest.
Yeah, and we had other people commenting that just a politicized judiciary was a big problem. I'm guessing that might have come up under politics as a problem, Wendy?
It actually didn't, weirdly. I know we've actually asked specific questions about that before, about what people feel about it. So we know that it's definitely on people's radars as something that they're thinking about, but it didn't come up, again, as the number one problem that people talked about.
Well, let's go to Phil in Wausau now. Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think is a big problem?
To address somebody's earlier one, I was a younger guy from another state that actually fled to Wisconsin. I've been here for 6 years now, and I'll never leave. I love it here.
Oh, that's good.
Having said that, I think one of the bigger issues central to Wisconsin right now, I think, is what's going on with the Department of Corrections. I think nobody really wants to talk about it, or people want to talk about the Lincoln Hill scandal, but you know, in the adult prisons right now, we're 500 positions short. There are some incredibly violent people on the inside that are not being supervised properly. That, you know, that's a danger to all of us in the community. These people are eventually getting out. And we had our first inmate murdered in the prison system in Wisconsin since Jeffrey Dahmer in 1993. And we just had a murder in 2014, which was a huge sense of vibe for Wisconsin that we had really good prisons compared to surrounding states, and we don't have that anymore. And you can attribute a lot of that to the Act 10 stuff, and I'm sure the average public doesn't really care much about it or doesn't know much about it, but it is a serious problem in Wisconsin.
I'm just curious, Phil, did a job in our corrections department bring you to Wisconsin?
I was a law enforcement related job. Okay. I was a law enforcement officer in Illinois, actually, in Chicago, and I came back here. I've lived in six states, and Wisconsin is by far the best one I've personally ever lived in.
Yeah, but the Department of Corrections has some big problems on its hands, Wendy?
It It didn't come up in this. I think that's certainly an important thing that we need to consider. It didn't come up in this particular survey as being the number one problem, but it would be interesting to maybe in a future survey to ask a little bit more about that and see what people think.
Yeah, I think we should. You know, we have just a minute or so to go. People are still posting on the Drake Cardine Show Facebook page and emailing us. You can continue to do that if you want to on the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin. But before we let you go, Wendy, we are turning our attention to the U.S. Senate race in our next hour. We have posted all of the results on WPR.org/joy and WPR.org and on the Drake Cardine Show Facebook page. But give us the numbers when it comes to the U.S. Senate race. Apparently, we at this point in time would vote for Russ Feingold if the election were held today. More of us would.
Yes. He's got a 10-point lead over Ron Johnson, 51% to 41%, and that 6% aren't sure. So at this point, that is outside of the error margins for the survey.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more in our next hour. Wendy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Wendy Scattergood, an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, an associate at the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute. She's been with us. She was with us yesterday and today, releasing the results of the spring 2016 Wisconsin survey. More survey results and discussion coming up on Central Time today after 3 o'clock. And as mentioned, we will talk about the results in the U.S. Senate race coming up in our next hour. And we will welcome maybe a question or two for former Senator Russ Feingold, who is running to get his previous job back. He is challenging Senator Ron Johnson, and he will be with us just for a short period of time. Do you have a question for him? 1-800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Senator Johnson declined our invitation to appear on the show in our next hour. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Chris Molina for producing these shows on the Wisconsin survey results. Thanks to Elizabeth Delaquest for on-air production and to Brianne Chasso for on-air direction. This is the Ideas Network.